Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Listen, it is crazy Monday around here. Can I tell ya? It is Mash It Up Monday. It is Madness Monday. Honey, there's some crazy stuff going on around here. Let me set up my box. Now, y'all know what time of day this is. It is time to drink. You know what I'm saying? It's time. I ain't talking about drinking no water. I'm not talking about drinking no water, no tea, and no lemonade, no Crisco. You know what I'm saying? No oil, no olive oil, no blessed oil. I'm not talking about none of that. I am talking about drinking gumbo rum. Okay, so now listen. Set it up. Now, y'all ain't paying to sit in the chair. Get about them chairs. You know what I'm saying? Listen. It is Monday. It is 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got pushed up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, gumborum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumborum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumborum.com. We do have two different flavored gumbo rums. We have vanilla, which is gumbo gold, and coconut, which is gumbo silver. Listen. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gump. Listen, I done worked real hard trying to tell Steve, you know what I'm saying, to get some more flavors. You know, I think he muscled up to get some banana flavor and some skunk oil flavor. I think he got skunk oil flavor. I don't know what he going to do with it. He better not be trying to throw no skunk oil gumbo rum on me because it's going to be pow up in here. Listen. Let me tell you guys. Breaking news. Listen, this is just crazy madness up in here. And I'm going to get to the music. I got a special artist on today, independent artist musical slew for Matthew Flora Poetry. But listen, y'all, breaking news about 40 minutes ago. This just happened. Listen. It is crazy madness. Not here. Now, this happened in Oklahoma, okay? So, listen, if you are in Oklahoma, get up under your bed and get up under your house right now because, you know, there's a madman that's running around loose. Listen, let me tell you guys. Listen, on the real, a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed while serving an order at a home for a lockout. Now, listen, these people were serious up in here. These people, now, y'all know Mama likes to entertain, but now this is real breaking news. About 40 minutes ago in Oklahoma, a sheriff deputy was actually really shot and killed while serving an order. Now, listen, it was a lockout order. So, you know, they were being put out of their home. You got to go to the house and serve. And I guess the homeowner said, well, we ain't going nowhere, but you are, boom, boom, bam, bam, pow, shot and killed the deputy. I am not kidding up in here. Listen, I know the sheriff, it says here, an emotional sheriff, Tommy Johnson, said during the press conference, they did a press conference. So listen, this is on the real. I'm not kidding here. Listen, the sheriff deputy went to serve the orders, you know, because, you know, they was really stressed out. You know, Mama trying not to make any comedy out of this. But, you know, it's so heartbreaking. It's so terrible that people are so stressed out. They go around killing people. But y'all know what? Listen, it's a lot of this going on. People is shooting folks like crazy. I'm like, what is going on? You know, do we have to have a little Dillinger down in our purses or in our bar? Listen, when I go to the grocery store, listen, I'm going to be on a whole new page, y'all. Listen, I'm going to be packing a Dillinger right in my boobs. You know what I'm saying? Instead of putting my purse and my little corn purse up in my boots, I'm going to have my Dillinger, because you don't know who's going to walk up on you and shoot first. So listen. It's either that or you got to leave your house wearing a bulletproof vest and a football helmet. You know what I'm saying? You almost can't go to the grocery store. You almost can't go and put some gas in your car. So I'm like, what in the hell? What in the hell? Listen, I'm almost like this. I know everybody driving their little Teslas, you know, and the electric cars because of the gas price. But I'm like, the hell with all of that. I am getting me a tanker. I'm going to be coming down the street in a full army tanker. Nobody's going to be trying to hijack me. Do you hear what I'm saying? Listen, we got to get serious out here. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? We got to have a Jeep, an army Jeep, you know. Ain't nobody going to carjack you with that. They won't be driving off with that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to have a tanker, and the tanker is going to be fully loaded. I'm talking about the kind where we're going to be shooting missiles. So listen, if anybody come up on me and they looking cross-eyed, they're crazy, I'm going to be like, poof, you out of here. Bye. Listen, I am telling you what's the God heaven truth. It is getting crazy and hysterical. Listen, you almost can't even have no pet dog. You know, I love my fur babies. I love, you know, pet dogs, people that have poodles, they have it. But it's almost these days, you're going to have to invest in a robotic dog. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to put your dog on robotics. You know what I mean? You have to be able to press the button. So instead of you telling your dog to sit, because listen, people will shoot your dog. You know what I mean? So listen, you can't have no four-legged fur baby. You got to leave your fur baby at home. You know what I'm saying? And you got to walk the robotic dog out in the street. You know what I mean? So listen, I am telling you, it's either that or, you know, you got to leave home with your taser, you know, some, what they call that stuff that you spray on, spray some skunk oil in their face. I'm telling you, honey, listen. When I was living in Louisiana, I promise you that. When I was in Louisiana, now we've seen days like this in Louisiana. I guess it's going to come up to the north. Shooting was so bad in Louisiana. I like to shoot. That's why I was out in the country. Wasn't nobody shooting around in the country. I was living with the pigs, the hogs, the goats, and everything else. They was my neighbors at night. So listen, I had to worry about no pig pulling out no gun on me. But no cow coming up to my door knocking with a gun. Okay? Nope. We was out in the country. So listen. In Louisiana, I'm staying in Louisiana, shooting was so bad in the city up in Baton Rouge. I mean, it was so enough bad. It was seriously bad. People were getting shot every hour on the hour up down there. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it was so bad. And I used to go to Pastor Pate's church, Pastor Pate. Pastor Pate was laying before God and praying. He stayed in that prayer tower, I think, 3 months at a time, praying over blessed Lord. Let me tell you what they did, because the shooting was so bad. So listen, I'm not accustomed to folks getting killed and shot up. Don't think that. Just because I've seen this stuff 10 times worse in Baton Rouge, it was really bad. You know what they did? The saints, the people of God, they went out one weekend. They say, listen here, this shooting got so bad in Baton Rouge, we going out with the blessed oil. And they showed up dead. They went out with the blessed oil, Pastor Pate. They was throwing blessed oil all over the blocks, up and down the blocks. I'm telling you, they did, and it really worked. Did nobody get shot that weekend? They was out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throwing blessed oil on every block and every corner, everywhere. They was throwing oil on the drug addicts. Do you hear me? They was throwing oil on everybody. If you got in Pastor Peg's way, they was throwing oil on the drug dealers. It didn't make no difference. They was going up and down the street just throwing oil. And let me tell you something. That weekend, crime rate came to an all-time low. Wasn't nobody getting killed when Pastor Peg was out there throwing blessed oil. I'm telling you, I'm so. Listen. So now this is real sad. Somebody, what in that world they got on here on the screen? Hey, put the lady back. I don't know what she talking about. But listen. Y'all know it's live broadcast, and so everything becomes cross stream. So listen, in Oklahoma, this is for real. Sheriff got killed trying to serve a lockout order, and I guess that man say, I ain't leaving my house. Where am I going to go? So listen, this is just terrible. So listen, and then he took off foot. The person that killed the deputy took off foot and started running, but they got him. They got them. They got them. The other deputy is in the hospital and sustained serious injuries. So more than one person got shot. You hear me? You understand me? So the suspect took off on a pursuit and was taken into custody at the entrance of Tinker Air Force Base. The other deputy is in the hospital and has serious injuries. This is really some. All this shooting is just too much. Listen, this is just too much. Now, listen, another breaking story. Shot and killed by police at age 8. Say what? Hold the phone, hold the phone, hold the phone. Little girl, 8 years old, was shot by. Oh, what is this happening? Jesus, help today. Let me play the music. Now I'm going to come back and see what they're doing to the people out here. Lord, Lord, Lord. Now listen, this is independent artist Matthew Flora. He got some really, 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 really hot music. Let me tell you something. It is a special musical salute. It's going to be all week long, my darlings. All week long, we're going to be getting down with the get down. Now, listen, I'm supposed to be going to another studio in tomorrow morning. You know, us music is really rough. We got to get up early, 7 o'clock in the morning. I got to go practice my vocals. I'm dropping a CD in October, in the fall. We need a revolution. We need a revolution. Now, that's real. That's real. I'm not joking about that. So, listen. Up next is, this is I Can't Stop Thinking About You. This is independent artist Matthew Flora Poetry. Independent artist Matthew Flora Poetry. I can't stop thinking about you. Y'all have been loving somebody. You just can't stop thinking about them. You know what I'm saying. Y'all done been there. So listen. Let's take a listen to I Can't Stop Thinking of You. Stop thinking of you. Now, you know something? That is super bad. This is all about musical salute for Matthew Flora Poetry Band. Listen, I'm telling you, he sounded like Rick Springfield. That guitar was bad. That was super hard. That was bad. I can't stop thinking of you. I mean, he really do sound like Rick Springfield. You know, we all love some Rick Springfield. We love some Rick Springfield. I'm telling you what's true. I'm telling you, he got that sound. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. So coming up next is Love. Look for Love. Look for Love. This is all about independent artists. Did you hear me now? Matthew Flora Poetry Band. Up next is Look for Love. I want y'all to check this out. Look for Love. Thank you.
found a new life for me. It's quite different than it used to be. It was the same each day of the week. I think they call that monotony, and life will find a way to adapt and stay awake. And here's a few words as I speak clues. Undo unto others as you want them to. A lesson learned by the few. Look for the love. A worldwide brotherhood. Found a new life for me. It's quite different than it used to be. It was the same each day of the week. I think they call that monotony, and life will find a way to adapt and stay awake. And here's a few words as I've been clued. I do want to others as you want them to. A lesson learned by the few. Look for the love.
Hard. That was Look for the Love, Look for the Love. Independent artist Matthew Flora Poetry Band. That was hard. I got some more music that's coming up by this different artist. Listen, let me tell you something. I was sitting here thinking about all these shootings that's going on. This is just us. Wow. It's like, what is going on? Are y'all watching the news? Are y'all seeing this? All this shooting that's going on? I am serious. You know, it's almost like we're going to have to, you know, to be safe at night, we're almost going to have to have barbed wire up around our house. You know what I mean? Instead of having a fence, you know, like you have a fence around your house and everything, your privacy fence, pretty much you're going to have some barbed wire out there. You know what I mean? Because these fools is coming in craziness. It's just craziness. So, listen, we're going to have to put up some barbed wire. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to get all MacGyver on people. You know what I'm saying? Now, listen, I like my MacGyver. So, listen, we're going to have some booby traps in front of our house and everything. So, when they step on the wrong rock, if they're looking kind of funny, we just press the button and then they get electrocuted. How about that? You know what I'm saying? It's just like getting too crazy. You know, we got to be safe. We got to be vigilant. Listen. See, in a way, I'm going to say this, then I'm playing the next song. The next one coming up is Eternal Life. So listen, in just a little way, I almost like the South a little bit better. And the reason why I say that, because I've lived in Louisiana and Georgia, and for a long time I lived in Chicago and Georgia for years. I had two places for years, and I like it that way. It's very comfortable to be able to have two places. It's very comfortable. So listen, when I was in Louisiana, it was like this. If somebody pulled up in your driveway and you didn't know them, you know, you had your right to go to your door with your rifle. And pretty much, if I had a choice, I think I like it that way better. If somebody is coming down your driveway, it was just second nature. You go get your rifle. And it was so funny. You know, when we was at the house. Now, I'm talking about my husband, my in-laws, God rest his soul. But listen, I had to get used to that because you're not used to going to your dope packing. But they were used to that because they were born and raised in Louisiana. So one night, I remember one night, somebody, it was so funny, and this was a common thing. Even if it was an accident, somebody coming in your driveway just turned around, you still get your rifle. It's just like, okay. So one night, it was about 9 or 10 o'clock at night, somebody's pulling down the driveway, and my brother-in-law comes out of his room, and he says, hey, y'all, hey, Queenie, I think somebody coming down the driveway. And so we come out because we were in our rooms. We wasn't doing anything. We was in our bedrooms just chilling and relaxing. And so Brother-in-law, he comes out, hey, Queenie. He called me Queenie. They didn't call me by my name. Just called me Queenie. He said, hey, Queenie, somebody's coming down the driveway. And so my husband, he gets up and he comes out. And my husband calls me Boo. He says, hey, Boo, go get the rifle. And so I turn around and I run. I go back to the room and I go, because we kept the rifle up under our bed. So I go, I dive up under the bed and I get the rifle and I come back. I say, hey, I got it. I say, what's going on? I say, what's up? Well, who's coming? And so we stand at the door, got the door wide open. I'm loaded with the rifle. I'm standing there. I'm like, okay. And the person turns around. They was just turn around, leave out. But that's the way it is in the South. You go get what you got, and you open the door, and you let them see what you got. You know, and that's just the way. That was just the way of life. And so anyway, I think I prefer it better than coming to the door naked. You know, that naked feeling. You know what? You can only understand that if you lived in a state where it's concealed to carry. Well, you can do it. And George, you do the same thing. It is okay. So I'm used to that. So it's just like, you know, it's just the way of life. But anyway, this next song that's coming up is Eternal Life, Eternal Life. That story with their sheriff, the deputy being killed, kind of got me going. Can y'all tell? Got me going. Can you tell? He going to the house to serve somebody, and he end up losing his life. Jesus Christ. So listen, this one is Eternal Life, Eternal Life. Once again, the artist's name is independent artist Matthew Flora Poetry Band, and this is Eternal Life. I hope the deputy did know Jesus Christ because he's no longer here. This is Eternal Life. Yes, that is eternal life. Up next, it is Slightly Sadistic. slightly sadistic. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Fierce Men Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, on this Mad Monday. Independent artist Matthew Flora Poetry Band, and this is Slightly Sadistic.
You see his mask entirely, illusions of normalcy driven by cruelty. Each day acting play after play, awaiting and watching ever so patiently. A plotting, a planning, a waiting a perfect day of reckless revenge, perfect disaster and my defense. A conscience is numb, the will is bent.
Slightly sadistic. I like that. They had a real nice sound to it. I'm telling you, that was hot. Listen, that's independent artist until he got it going on. I got some more music for him that's coming up. Listen, guys, this is some more breaking news here. This is like 51 minutes ago. The monkeypox outbreak spreads to all 50 states. You know, it's almost like this. Jesus Christ. You know, it's just so much. And I can't help. Listen, people, I'm not making light of the news. I'm not making light of people getting shot and killed. Please don't think that. Please do not think that. People, that's comedians and comedic, really can't help it. We just take stuff and just twist it in all kind of ways and just, you know, you just got to do something. You know, so with me, you know, I'm a stand-up person wherever I'm going. I'm telling you what's goddamn true. The only time I'm not making folks laugh is when I got to really be having a bad day and not feeling good. When I'm not feeling good, I ain't trying to make nobody laugh nowhere. I'm trying to get in and get out. Let me tell you something. I went to my favorite little place to do my little grocery shopping. I'm telling you, I wasn't feeling good at all. So I got over there. I had that much to get, but I was so determined. I'm going to this store. I'm going to get what I'm going to get, and I'm coming back, and I'm going to make this meal. So listen, I was just determined. So I got up and everything. Didn't have my coffee, none of that kind of stuff. So listen, I got to the store, and I got back. And listen, the person that that brought me back, God help the man, God help the man, because he probably thought I had COVID all over the place. And I just fell in. I had about six bags. And listen, people, I was feeling dog tired and didn't feel good at all. So listen, I had six bags. I had three in one hand and three in the other hand, and I was determined I'm not making no second trip. So I fell in. I just fell in, and he was looking like, oh, my God, this lady, she got COVID or something. I knew that's what he's thinking. You know, that's what people, the first thing people think when you're looking really weirded out and stuff like this. I was like, whatever. So I had my mask on and everything. It was just, I didn't feel like making nobody laugh. I'm like, I didn't make not one person laugh in that store that day. So listen, and that is highly not like me. I don't care. If I'm going to the car wash, I'm going to make somebody laugh. If I'm going to the shoe shine place, I'm going to make somebody laugh. Listen, that's just how it is. That's just life for me. So anyway, it's just got to be that way. If I see a bum on the street, I'm going to be looking like, oh, my God. I'm going to be pretty much bending down looking to see, do I know this person? Can we clean you up today? You know what I mean? So listen, that's just how I am. Anyway, if somebody looks hungry standing on the corner, you better believe I'm going to be trying to feed that person. So listen. What's up, people? So I was talking about the monkeypox. This broke out 51 minutes ago, and I got another song on the place. So listen. This just happened. 51 minutes to breaking news on Channel 7 News. Monkeypox is now in all 50 states. Y'all hear that? Monkeypox detected in all 50 states. I know y'all saying, well, it's just for people just having sex with the same sex, whatever. Now, listen, for this monkeypox stuff, I think what we could do, what we should be doing, listen, I know it's going to be really uncomfortable, but I think what I'm going to do to make sure that I don't get infected with any viruses, I'm going to buy me a monkey soup. I'm going to buy a gorilla soup. That is what I'm going to do. So, listen, when I go to the store, I'm going to put on my gorilla suit. Nobody's going to come near me because I'm going to be walking down the street with a gorilla suit on, and I won't have to worry about anybody coughing on me, sneezing on me. You know what I'm saying? So listen. And then on the days when I send my gorilla suit, I have to be clean or whatever. So listen, I'm going to have another suit. It's going to be Pink Panther. So listen, on the cold days, I'll look like the gorilla with the gorilla suit. On the hot days, I'll be Pink Panther. So that way, I'm covered in something from head to toe. That's how serious it is. That is how serious. And listen, if you go to my people's house coughing and sneezing on them, I'm coming for you. Okay? Okay, so listen, and I'll get on my broom and fly on my broom. So listen, just make sure everybody's protected up in here. So listen, I got one more song for tonight. It is Lights, Camera, Action. How about that? Kind of segue into a really good song. Listen, once again, the independent artist is Matthew Floor Poetry Band, and he's really, really, really good. He's the boss. This is Lights, Camera, Action. I like that. So y'all take a listen. Take a listen, y'all. Check this out.
I got the rouse purring, people attention slurping, make your shoes stomp and launching, burn out smoke like an A-bomb, laughing gas purge on a crackin', stutterbox feeling attraction, Christmas tree light just flashing, green light gas a reaction, hurt shit just slapping, pedals hustling and laughing, beating fast on cashing, breathing my track like a dragon, it's all like forced induction obsession, cherry exhaust ain't popping, red and blues not stopping, big money calls stop talking, your girl's not deep just locked in, it's all lights, camera, action.
That was lights, camera, action. That was lights, camera, action. Listen, you listen, guys, this is kind of funny here. Now, that's lights, camera, action, and I'm checking out the breaking news, and I'm pretty much out of time. I'm going to get up out of here and get out of y'all eardrums. So listen, this is tripping me out right now. Listen. What is coming across here? I'm pretty sure y'all seen this. It's rappers who act like they're rich, but they're really broke. So I'm going like, all these people are broke? So I'm just going like, this is craziness. So listen. The thing that caught my eye, Tamar Braxton, I know that girl ain't, Lil' Kim. Hold on a minute, y'all. Now, this is in real time here, so let me see what they're saying about Lil' Kim. They're saying Lil' Kim is got some legal, she got all her boobs and titties hanging out. I'm like, what? So listen, this is craziness. Did y'all know this Lil' Kim's supposed to be in financial trouble? Is this crazy? Is this just crazy, wild stuff here now? Let me just kind of move it along here. So listen, it's a whole lot of, I had the whole list here. So listen, so what's happening is I'm watching this video that's telling, it's got a list of people, singers and entertainers who are acting like they're rich, but they're really broke. This Bow Wow is supposed to be broke? Oh, hell to the hell no. Bow Wow ain't broke. Get out of here. Is this realness? This is for real. This can't be for real. No. Well, who else is coming? Wait and see who's coming up next. This is fascinating. This is really fascinating. I know he ain't, but this is craziness. Who else? He owes 4,000 a month. He owes, what's this about? He ain't got but $1,500 in his bank account, y'all. My God, I'm richer than you. Listen. He leased a Sierra 4 years ago. See, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something right here. This is what I'm finna tell you right here. Let me tell you something. He owes more than $200,000 something. Okay, listen. Let me tell y'all right here, right now. This is the thing when it comes to money. This is the thing when it comes to money. And people, see, listen, it is no surprise when people, I don't care if you got $50 trillion, there is a possibility you'll be broke tomorrow. Because you know what? If you don't know how to handle your money is going to handle you. If you don't put a handle on that, listen, see, I learned this, I heard this from MJ. I love MJ, MJ Harris. He talks about relationships. He talks about finance. And he was talking about when he first started making big bucks. When he first started making big bucks, and you see your mind, sometimes if you're not used to seeing and handling a lot of money, you don't know how to act. You really don't know how to act. So listen, what he's saying is, a Sucker Free record. I hadn't even heard of them. Sucker Free? What the fuck? So listen. MJ Harris said when he first started making a lot of money, he started spending his money faster than what it was coming in because he wasn't used to that. He wasn't used to making, 10 grand a day. I'm just throwing out a figure. I'm not saying that's what he said. So if you're making 10 grand a day and you're only used to making maybe a grand a day, your mind probably will freak out because you're not used to that, and you'll just start spending. That's what he did. And then pretty soon he was just like, he said, well, dang, I'm in a worse situation now, and I'm making way more. And so he rearranged the way he thought, the way he was thinking, and he started handling his money in a whole different way. So listen, you can have a whole bunch of businesses making a whole lot of money. Oh, now they're saying 50 cents, bro. Oh, I forgot all kinds of stuff coming across my fence. That's great. So listen, you can be an entertainer. You can be multimillionaire. You can be a trend, whatever. If you never learn how to handle your finances, right, that's why I will never be broke, because the word broke, I'm allergic to that word broke. So listen, if you never learn how to do it, manage your money, if you don't know how to invest your money in stocks, bonds, or whatever, and save your money in different places, you will end up broke if you don't know how to handle what you got. You know what I'm saying? So listen, that's all they're saying about they got all kinds of people. And listen, I ain't seen a white one yet. How come they ain't, and they only doing black people? What's their problem? So listen. I got to get on up out of here. I am well out of time, my great people. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast, but guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.